This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 12 noon on the same issue. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., several union ministers laid the papers on the table of the House. After that, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the zero hour. Several members raised issues of urgent importance. However, the opposition members began protest with sloganeering, pressing for their demands. As the pandemonium continued, the chairman adjourned the House for the day till Monday.
The House stands adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. on Monday, 3rd August 2026.
Parliament has passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Personnel and PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh said this issue touches every citizen of India and has a stake with every citizen of this country.
Prime Minister Modi ji lost no time to declare that nobody will be allowed to jeopardize the future of our children. And hence, this legislation, which seeks to make amendments in 2024 Act in order to make it more stringent, more deterrent, is being brought in. If there are any suggestions for improvement, I'll be taking note of it. This bill is a reaffirmation of the government's highest commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and youth of this country.
Initiating the discussion, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said the proposed amendments will not be effective to curb malpractices in the public examinations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is continuously taking one step after another to build a trustworthy examination system. In a video message on social media, Mr. Modi said, for the past several decades, every state government and the central government have faced the problem of paper leaks, and this has put the future of students at risk.
दोनों सदनों ने कठोर प्रावधानों वाले इस बिल को पास कर दिया है. अब विश्वस्त परीक्षा पद्धति की दिशा में जाने में एक महत्वपूर्ण काम पूर्ण हुआ है. काम आगे भी चलता रहेगा. हम ऐसी परिस्थितियों को लंबे समय तक नहीं चलने देंगे. इस विश्वास के साथ साथियों, आइए हम सब मिलकर के विकसित भारत के स्वप्न को पूर्ण करने के लिए कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर के चले.
फैमिली मेंबर्स ऑफ दिल्ली पुलिस पर्सनल इंजर्ड ड्यूरिंग द 20th जुलाई प्रोटेस्ट एट जंतर मंतर हैव अलेज्ड दैट पुलिस ऑफिसर्स वर डिलिबरेटली टारगेटेड ड्यूरिंग द डेमोंस्ट्रेशन. एड्रेसिंग अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे, दे क्लेम दैट पर्सनल डिप्लॉयड ऑन द फ्रंट लाइन वर सराउंडेड, बेल्टेड विद स्टोन्स एंड फिजिकली असॉल्टेड बाय वायलेंट एलिमेंट्स इन द क्राउड. The family members also claimed several police personnel sustained serious injuries during the incident. They urged the authorities to ensure strict action against those responsible for the alleged attacks and called for greater protection for police personnel deployed during public demonstrations. The Ministry of Ayush and India AI has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to promote artificial intelligence-driven innovation across the Ayush sector. The Ministry of Ayush said the MOU aims to harness emerging technologies to strengthen research, digital health, capacity building and innovation in traditional medicine. Protests continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, following a brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians earlier this week, which left more than 40 people dead. Local authorities in the occupied region have now begun targeting women protesters demanding basic rights. At the Commonwealth Games, Indian weightlifter Lovpreet Singh won a silver medal in the men's 110-kilogram category, while Seema Kaliramna bagged a bronze medal in women's discus throw at Glasgow last night. Australia continued to lead the standings with 110 medals, while India were 10th with 17 medals on day 8. And with that, we end this news bulletin.